Why are most people afraid of failure? Most of the time, it's from the school system. The reason I didn't want to go to college anymore, I didn't even think about risk. It wasn't even about risk. It wasn't even about anything like that. Fuck this. These people are a bunch of losers, and I don't want to be like this at all. I don't want to be around average people. People don't see what I see. I have a vision in mind. I know who I am, and I trust myself that I can get these things done. So is it really a risk for me to wake up every day and take action and fail, and keep pushing past those? I don't really see it as a risk. I look at it as a way for me to flourish and a way for me to grow and a way for me to kind of adapt to life situations.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bros Think Big podcast. This is the show where we talk about the simple and yet complicated ideas of self-improvement. Tune in and join us as we become the best versions of ourselves, just so that you guys can too. And always remember to like and subscribe for more. Today we're going to be breaking down the process of taking a risk to you young gentlemen or women that would like to be an entrepreneur, right? Because what really holds people back, it's that fear of judgment, it's that fear of failure, it's taking the risk in the first place. Now, luckily, all five of us have a really strong sense of taking that risk, and three more than the other two, but we're going to break down how they even went about it and what they would tell you guys to do differently. Before we get started.
Yes, sir. So we're going to define entrepreneurial risk, not the regular definition risk, which is correlated toward danger. So entrepreneurial risk refers to the willingness and ability of entrepreneurs to make decisions and take actions that involve uncertainty, potential loss, and the possibility of failure. So those three are what we're going to essentially talk about, which I'm sure as the audience, if you clicked on this, you resonate to.
Mm-hmm. Can we also add the other definition of danger as well? Because that kind of comes with uncertainty and risk and failure. Right? Don't you think?
Yeah,
so?
Just risk as a whole is just
risk. A situation involving exposure to danger.
Are we talking about specifically entrepreneurship or just life in general, right? Or what do we?
Yeah.
I think we should maybe we'll stick to entrepreneurship, but we'll go
through both, right? So,
because entrepreneurship is life, so.
Exactly, right? Okay. I want to start by talking about how there are so many examples of people just failing at what they didn't want to do. And when it comes to, let me start over.
Can we start?
Go for it.
How about this, right? So when I think of risk and what he said with failure, let's talk about failure in the first place. Why are most people afraid of failure? Most of the time it's from the school system giving us grade systems about people are afraid to fail. They equate the failing grade to failing in life. With not even just a business, but relationships, life, etc. Because what happened is they would fail on a test, they'd go home, their parents would either beat them, they'd be pissed at them, they'd punish them, the school would, they'd get chastised for it, they'd get looked down upon for it. So that's why people are so afraid to fail nowadays. I think that's a big part of it comes from what the school system did with the grades. I'm not saying the grade system's bad, but the way people take it in.
Yeah, for sure. Look at it more negative way rather than positive, because failure could be positive. You know, you learn from it. It's not only you fail, that means you lost, but you also gained. And something in school, they don't really teach you that. It's like you're getting downgraded only.
It's almost like if you have like a dog, right? And the dog fails to put his paw up to hit your hand. And every time he doesn't do it, like you smack him, right? The dog's not going to put his hand up anymore. He's not going to want to take that risk, right, at all.
So, negative reinforcement psychology.
That's exactly what, the psychology of risk. That's exactly why people are afraid to fail.
Great way to say it. Good job, Mike.
Thanks. Thank you. I tried my best.
What? No. You in this episode, right, in this podcast, we got three people who are not in college.
Wait. Not you two?
No, we are in college.
I'm going to school.
Oh,
okay. Most people are going to go, like, what? That's crazy.
Wow.
In fact, a little funny story. Yeah, us three were out to fucking at a restaurant for dinner, and there was like some nice Asian lady, and she mentioned, because we were at an Asian restaurant, and she was like, oh, where do you guys go for school or whatever? He tells
looked
her.
At me first, and I said, I don't go to school. And she's like, oh, okay.
Her heart fucking dropped.
And she started like back away from the table and like walked away. That's it. And, like, obviously, like the language barrier was kind of, like, not there. Like,
but if she knew English, she'd look at you, she'd be like, disgusting pig, right?
Yeah, but most of the time, when I work in social areas, when I work as a server, and all the old people ask me, they all automatically just ask me, what school do you go to? I say, I don't go to school. Like, they're like, wait, what? Or some of them be like,
it's like they leg, right?
They're like, because they think, it's like a limited mindset. Like, back in their day, college was the answer. Like, college was the thing that, like, really brought you success back in the day, but today's times have changed. And what I would do is, like, I had to really get used to telling people and be confident in the fact that what I'm doing is right for me. Especially with my parents, with my, especially with family.
I'll be honest, at first I was uncomfortable with people saying to people that I don't go to school.
I'd almost get embarrassed a little bit.
Yeah, it's like people just look at you and they go like, you're a failure, some sort of sense.
And when I used to go around my family especially, they'd be like, oh, how's your little online thing doing? That's what they'd say, right? And I'd be like, oh, it's going good. I wouldn't really speak much about it though, just because it's like, I'm working. I don't need to talk much about it. I'm not going to talk. I'm going to work until I show results. I mean, then it could just speak for itself.
Exactly.
That was the whole goal.
That's exactly how I describe it. I always bring up the one example of Lucas Pachter, Squid Hush. When he started his brand, his grandfather came up to him like after he graduated college saying, all right, so what are you going to do? Are you going to go find a job? And he's like, no, I'm going to go pursue my business. And his grandpa's like, yeah, about that. I don't think that's going to work out, just like right off the bat. And he literally responded by saying, sure, we'll find out. He said, you're right. He's like, you're right.
He said, I'm sure.
Yes, I think, yeah, that. And that alone, he knew his like thought process behind that was, what the fuck is the point of me standing here trying to convince him that it will when I can just go get to fucking work and let the results speak for itself, right?
Sure.
That's just a little off top, but great fucking mentality. I love that shit so much.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So break down your thought process between choosing not to go to college, whether... what is with my speaking today? What went into that decision?
You're human.
That's what it is.
He's not.
You're good, bro. But with what you just said, right, the reason I didn't want to go to college anymore was just because I didn't even think about risk. It wasn't even about risk. It wasn't even about anything like that. Mostly, I didn't even think about the future either. I just thought about in the moment. I said, fuck this. Like, no way this is making me feel like so negative. Like, these people are a bunch of losers, and I don't want to be like this at all. I don't want to be around average people. During that time, I saw so many people who were successful being like, who you're around will you end up being like. And so I was like, I can't be around these people because I'll end up being like them. Bots, zombies, they have their shell of a person. They don't have a purpose. I wanted something beyond that. I wanted something more to life than that. And I wouldn't really call that a risk or anything. Or I wouldn't really call that a risk, but at the time
it really is a risk. But in the source says it is a risk.
It is a risk. What would you guys think? How was it for you?
Why would you not?
Same way. Literally the same way for me.
Like, for the audience, so you went to community college.
Yeah.
Which also I think is a very, the way you're speaking up on everybody else.
I think that's important. Was that being harsh?
Yes.
You're being funny. But it's facts. It's facts. What?
But it's honestly, facts. It's not
the reason
well, I think
like
it's
that,
important in context.
Yeah,
it's important in context
like
that it was community college.
That's how I felt in the moment. It's like, I'm sure like these people aren't actually like, probably losers. Or maybe, I don't know if there are. I mean, but back in the day, I used to really just think like, I want to be better than these people. I don't want to be like these people all my life.
I think realistically, you're not putting all these people like that, like bots, NPCs, whatever.
Yeah,
I think you're put, because dude, listen, I'll put those kind of people, like I'll put some people on that spectrum that they're bots and NPCs,
yeah.
And there's some people that go to college that I would call them bots because listen, they chose career and they went to college to pursue their goal. But then there are people that go to college just to do something that's their next step in life without knowing why they're going. They're literally spending their parents' money to enjoy college, not to actually... I mean, you got to obviously enjoy what you're doing, but they're enjoying it rather than learning it, learning something and pursuing their career. What they do is they party, they drink, they hook up with girls, but they don't actually pursue what they're actually there for. Because when you go to college, you have to pursue your career.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you should do. And then anything else, I mean, first of all, partying and everything, I feel like that's really just something people shouldn't be going for, right? Because I don't think it helps you in any way, to be honest. Yeah. But
I think I was really kind of harsh in the beginning.
No, but dude, that's true, though. When people actually go to college just to party and, you know, not... like, dude, I've seen people that sit in classes
and their professor
is teaching them something and they're on their computers playing games and stuff or just watching YouTube videos, just literally on a different page, right, like what they should be doing, is literally NPC. That's literally NPC. That's their next step.
And
they're bots.
It's just from an assumption I made. Like, I mean,
this is how I see it, man.
Like, maybe they're not NPCs, but from the observation I made, the feelings I had in the moment, yes, I didn't want to be like any of these people. I could proudly say that. I don't want to be like you at all. Like, I can say that. Like, I'm not afraid to say that at all.
So now that you've identified that this isn't what you want, you want to do something different, you want to do something better in your own terms, how did you go about having that conversation with your parents? Because that's probably the problem.
I didn't have a conversation with them.
You just straight up sent it?
Yeah.
That's doing great. Fuck.
Well,
what did your parents say after, though? And like, how did you go about that?
Because
like, that's probably like...
The thing is, it's not... I think it all comes down with, like, who your family is and who your parents are. But with my father, he told me, like, okay, yeah, you can do whatever to figure it out. I know you have like your thing going on, because during the time I was trying to improve myself, I was waking up earlier, I was going to the gym more, I was eating better foods, I wasn't drinking or smoking, I wasn't partying anymore. I changed up my habits and stuff, and I was beginning to like start to morph. And my parents started to see that. They're like, okay, well, if you're not going to go to college, you're going to have to work a job. You're going to have to work full time at least, right, until you figure something out. I mean, God bless them for even giving me that opportunity, because it was a great opportunity. Now I'm here. But with the whole risk thing, right, at the beginning, I didn't even see it as like, okay, should I do college or this, like through anything like that. It was just more of like a feeling, like a internal intuition type of thing. Like, I had to get out of there. And once I got out of there, like, it was just like a big weight off of my shoulders. But I didn't know that the fucking big sea I was going towards, that I was sailing towards, because that was where the uncertainty really lied in. But with you guys, like, how was it with your college experience or not going and stuff?
I mean, here's the thing, right? We graduated, whatever. I'm going to speak about myself, and then I'm just going to let you talk, because I feel like we still have a different experience.
Or you can just kind of, like,
summarize what happened with both of us. Whatever. Okay. Here's the thing. With our parents, my dad wouldn't care too much about college as much as my mom did, even though he would still tell us to go and stuff. But the first year, it's like, we're not going, right? I had a job. I was door dashing and stuff for the most part. And then I think that was around the same time we started the podcast, right? So we didn't really go to college.
Yeah.
Whatever. Started this, all that kind of stuff. But they would keep on telling us, oh, like, you should go to college, do this and that. Like, what are you going to do if you don't have a degree and all that kind of stuff? There was times where it was more of a heated conversation. There were other times that it was just like, I would just shrug it off. But to be honest, I always had a feeling that I didn't like being in the school system. I never really found my place in there. You know what I mean? I never really felt comfortable, like, any of those things that I learned was my career path. I mean, I really didn't see it. If anything, I saw something more like YouTube and just educating people from online and, you know, like personal training in the gym and
so many that type of stuff. Online.
Yeah, I saw so many opportunities like that. And that's what actually aligned with myself. That was my
You're being like called character. To it at the time,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
Like, that was my purpose. It was my personality type. Like, I could see myself doing that specific thing versus, you know, anything else in school. Now, my experience with school obviously wasn't the best, especially with the grading thing. Like, you literally hit it on point. That's literally what they do. They, even with my parents, they would get so mad that we would get a bad grade and stuff. But they never asked, why are you not doing good at this? Like, what can I do, right, for you to love this a little more? Because sometimes, as a kid, you might need a little push. You might need a good advice from an adult to kind of tell you how you can love something more. But it was never about that. It's like, you failed, you're a failure. You failed, you're a loser. You're never going to be anything. I never really liked that mindset.
You don't get good
mindset.
Grades, you're not going to be successful in life.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What they thought.
Exactly. And that's really not how it is. Because if anything, the more failures you go through, the more successful you will be. I actually believe that. The more you fail, the stronger you are. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
People are afraid of failure.
That's just like a guaranteed law, I feel like.
Yeah, for
the
sure.
More you fail,
and dude,
the
most
successful.
Struggles from for what's that? With me and Sadula not going to the college was, we usually had our like a very heated arguments with our parents, because it's like, because we didn't go to school, they think that when you go to college, it's something in life is guaranteed, a lot of money, and success and respect from people. Like, this is the things they put on high spectrum. Respect, a lot of money, and guaranteed job are the main things they would put on high,
like on a pedestal.
On a pedestal, yeah. They would be like, you get respect from people because you go to college. Let me tell you something, bro. There are people that won't, I personally don't respect people that go to college that are not pursuing their career and just partying. And because I have friends that do that, bro. They've literally said it. We don't study. We just go there. We play video games when the lecture's going. And we party and we hook up with girls. You know, like, how could you? And, dude, I've told them this. You're spending your parents' money. And, I mean, some of them have, you know, changed. But, you know, most of them probably still do the same thing. And it's like, how? Okay, then you could also say, like, how could you respect this people when you got me that doesn't go to college? But then my parents are giving me money, for example, to invest in business. but I'm working hard. I wake up every single day, like early to, you know, improve my business or whatever. I mean, then how do you compare those two respects? I mean, the respect just isn't something you give it to someone because what they do, but it's also like earned, you know? They might be going to college and stuff, but what if they're not, so parents know so little about their kids. After they send them to college, because some people go to different states, you know, and they don't have a relationship with their parents where they talk to them every day. They literally tell them what they did and stuff. And their parents just blindly, trust them that they're, doing their homeworks and not partying and not drinking or whatever. But they're really not doing that. They are partying and they are drinking. Mm-hmm. So it's like those are the three main things that we were kind of arguing with our parents. They would also not believe that we would, I respect and obviously, you know, everything they've done for us and, you know, they trust us more now that we know we're gonna, you know, have a good, career and stuff. Mm-hmm. But in the beginning, because how they were raised, because the old days, bro, like school and college was like the thing that you had to pursue to be successful. Now it's different. Now you can literally make money off of online if you're smart.
Dude, dumbasses make money, bro. People who are literally they act like an idiot online, and they still make so much more money. It's like, is he really smarter than me? If he's acting like that, like a clown online?
My trading mentor, dude, I've seen some videos. Do you remember the first
guy dumbass? I showed you? Am I the clown?
Yeah, it's like you can't really compare those two.
It's not a thing of like smarts. It's just a matter of who goes and takes that risk.
Dude, he took and follows he took
it
through.
Yeah, enough. It's who takes that risk and who luck, can follows it
vehicle
through.
Vehicle of opportunity. Hard work.
Consistency.
Discipline.
Yeah.
I kind of want to finish this off too because it's actually very interesting. They would say that once you go to college and you graduate and stuff, have a guaranteed life. And that's not guaranteed. Because I've heard, and it was those times where it was like 12th grade or like we were finishing up. It was our senior year and I had a teacher. And he was saying the same thing. He says, I have a lot of diplomas that I am not using because that's not something I went to college because, you know, my parents kind of forced me into it. And there are people that are, you know, like that. And then he's a teacher in George Washington, you know, and he actually graduated with some other career. He told us I just don't remember what career he told me, but he wasn't definitely a teacher. And, he just told us this, be careful and trust. He told us this. He told us in a simple words, like, if you guys don't want to go to college, it's fine. It's not for everybody. And there were teachers that were telling us, you guys need to go to college. It's like they were almost like pushing us to go to college. It was like that's the only way they saw. So that kind of, you know, mentality, you know, teachers just kind of giving you advice that, you know, I went to college and listen, it's okay if you don't want to go. That kind of, you know, helped me out more understanding, you know, maybe if I don't want to go to college, it's fine. Because when your parents are telling you, you know, there's no other way, it's like they're almost scaring you and you kind of fall into the trap of there is no other way but go to college. And then you go to college. It's not something you want to do. And dude, one thing that I always believed and, you know, there were people that were telling me this is if there is something that you do not enjoy doing, you're never going to be successful. And, you know, I really took that to heart because I literally sat down. I'm not like one of those people that just blindly do whatever I want as long as I don't listen to somebody. It's really that they were telling me, you know, go to college. And I was thinking about that. But then I'm also asking myself, okay, let's say I go to college and I chose a career. There was really nothing that I wanted to do in like as far as like the careers going in college that I would pursue my whole life. You know, I didn't want to half-ass it. That's all it was. I could have went. Mm-hmm. You know, my parents were like, yo, we'll just pay for it. Just go so you get a diploma and so you're safe in life. And I told them this. Yeah, sure. Thank you so much for that offer. But listen, I don't want to waste this money that you're giving me in college. Just give me this money so I can invest into business and I'll show you with my actions. And then that's kind of when they started like, you know, trusting us more.
Like, watch me. You mean level up?
And stuff. And I kind of didn't want to like say that because then it would put pressure on me. But then at the same time though, that's something I had to say in order for them to actually like, you know,
kind of you
it's a good kind of let me off because, dude, I'm telling you, like it was like a very heated argument. They would always like tell us, you guys have to go to college. You know, you see your sisters are going. And dude, I wouldn't tell them, we have two sisters. We have two sisters that go to college. And I would tell them, that's great for them. I hope everything good for them. But, you know, I also told them this. it's just something I don't want to do. It's something, it's not for me. So like, why are you pushing it on me? Why don't you tell them not to go to college and start a business? Why are you telling me to go to college? You know, it's like, why are you going only one way? Yeah. It's just, what do you want to do in life, you know? It's not bad. I mean, having a business and not going to college isn't bad. It's just something you don't want to do. Mm-hmm. Same with sports. You know, there are people that just don't want to be Olympic champion, world champion, or, you know, professional soccer, football, whatever you want to say. Doesn't change the fact. It doesn't mean they're less respected or something. Mm-hmm. It was just simply like that, bro.
Dude, pure fucking passion and just heart. Yeah. In that speech, George, I can just tell. I know that must have been like personal shit. And the one thing that I love the most is when you were talking about the whole like guarantee. There is this one, like, I'm gonna actually go ahead and scuff the quote of the day early because this is so valuable, and I can't leave it out. I'm sorry, guys, but it's just so like. When you were talking about guarantee or whatever, right? People think that when they take the route to college, it's almost like a guarantee that they'll get that job and they'll get that high earning income, whatever, right? Well, Jim Carrey at a ceremony gave some speech, right? And I'm going to misquote it, but it goes along the lines of this.
The idea will be there.
Yeah, we'll even leave the link to the video in the description. But he says this, right? He talks about a story without his dad really had a desire to be a comedian. It's what he wanted, but he felt that it wasn't safe, it was very uncertain of a career path, and it wasn't going to bring him the income that he needs to survive. So what he did instead is he became an accountant. Years later, Jim Carrey watched his dad get fired from becoming an accountant, and he says that he learned a lot of lessons from his dad, but one of the most important ones was that you can fail at things that you even don't want to do, hence his dad being the accountant.
Yeah.
So you may as well try at failing out of the things you do want to do, yeah. Right? And this is the biggest key ever, right? If you feel that college isn't for you, then you bank off of that and you put trust into yourself and you let your actions speak for themselves, and then eventually the results will do the same, right? It's all about the fact that what Mike was saying earlier with how failure is inevitable and it can come in all different sort of ways. Risk is a factor in every single decision we make. So if you're gonna take the risk, you may as well take the risk towards something that you rather do it towards.
So you don't have regret too, because regret is something you don't want to have.
I think
it's a lot. It's a pressure on you. You know, when you're like already 50 and you're like having this regret. When I was young, why didn't I just do what I wanted? You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to parents, but like, fuck those people outside, your friends that were telling you, yo, don't do this, bro. Just go to college. You know, fuck those people that were trying to basically, no, fuck up your life, because it's like that's what they were brainwashed. That was the only way. You know, you really have to go with what you think, what you feel. Because something you feel in your heart, that something, like, for example, you want to be a businessman, right? If you feel in your heart that you can be a businessman, go for it, because there's no other people that can feel something you have in your heart.
And your
you
might be able show to that along
you might be
that.
Able to say a lot of the things, but there are some things that you can't say because they're just what you feel in your heart. People can't see what you feel in your heart, so like,
that's the
might
thing.
As well just go for it, you know?
Exactly. It's not even fuck them. It's just that they don't know you.
No, fuck them
than...
that I'm saying, like, because there are people that would try to
fuck
bring
them
you
as
down.
In, like, don't listen to them. Yeah.
yeah. Not literally, yeah.
But they say those types of things because they don't know you. You know yourself a lot better than
they
do.
Yeah, exactly.
And
there are people, I'm saying this to people that are, like, negative and trying to bring you down.
Yeah.
Not just people that just give you advice, because there's a difference.
Dude, and we get so much, we don't even have much time on this floating rock, right? We have such just little time, and you could literally die tomorrow.
People think we have a lot of time, that's why.
You don't have a lot of time at all, and so it's like, I might as well spend this little time I have on this rock to do something grand and beyond and great, and I might as well die, I'm so passionate about that, that it's like, if I die tomorrow, I'd be happy because I died trying, I died knowing that. You know what I mean? I'm doing the
You have
things.
No regrets, basically.
Yeah, I have no
you
regrets.
You won't know.
What?
You'll be dead.
Exactly. I will be dead.
You will know in heaven.
But, you know what I mean? If I knew the fact that I was going to die tomorrow, I'd be like, you mean, I'm trying my best to do the things that I feel resonated towards. Therefore, it's like, that's all I really need. You know what I mean? I think that's what really fuels me. It's like, doing things
risky.
My way.
I was trying to think of, like, what goes into a risk decision. And I guess I'm looking at my, I guess, I mean, we're talking the topic of college, and I chose not to go to Maine. I chose to stay at my campus, which it wasn't like this big risk decision, but I mean, it's significant.
Yeah, exactly. You could have also went to the Maine one,
which I guess through society's norms would be better. But
it's really not, right? Yeah. I heard it's not that big of a difference.
It is a big difference.
I mean, it's 50,000 people compared to 2,000.
It'll make a difference. No, I know. He's saying the quality of, like, you know, teaching and stuff.
Well, the difference is I'm living by myself.
Yeah, that's what I asked. Is it because
education?
I don't think so. Pretty similar.
No fucking idea, honestly.
Yeah, we don't know.
We'll never know. How about this? Let me ask, what do you guys think then? Do you guys think it's a big difference as far as, like, education goes?
I think that would have changed the trajectory of my life significantly.
That's not fucking asking.
That's a question that I don't know the answer to. I'll never know. Nor do I think about it. Okay. What?
That's just not what he asked. In terms of education-wise, there's...
Did he say education? I'm sorry.
Yeah, education. You think it would be anything, like, significantly different where you need to pay...
Significant, no.
Where you need to pay, like, $60,000 more? That's what I'm saying. Because there are colleges, bro. I'll be honest. You might reach
a better career in a community college than go to college and pay $100,000. Mm-hmm. It just matters of what kind of effort you put into work.
Yeah, it's not about the money.
It's not about, you know, anything else like that. It's just about how much work you put in to work.
Absolutely.
But as I was trying to get to, I think that your goals matter a lot when it comes to making a decision, making sure that your risk, quote unquote, is aligned with the goal that you want to do. And I think a lot of my decision came with the idea that what I want to achieve in life does not align with going to this place. And I think that your goal should always be put first. Of course, there's a lot of different factors. If your goal affects your relationship with your family, you know, think more about it. But I'm saying, in terms of the most important factor, in my opinion, is, like, if it aligns with what you truly want to do, what makes you happy. Because at the end of this day, like, if you're not going to live a happy life, like, fucking be hell. Like, that's awful. That sucks.
I think that's a great point, because it comes with, when you want to make a risk, it's weighing your values. Mm-hmm. It's weighing what you value over the result of what's going to happen with each decision. And the next decision is to be like, what are my values? What do you actually value? I value being able to freely choose my own actions and be able to freely carve my own path. I like the thought of independence over being safe with this
and security
job.
Yeah,
I find that boring, to be honest, and that's just a personal preference for me. I find it so boring to be in the, oh, everything's paved out, I know what I'm gonna do, blah blah blah. But some people are afraid of some uncertainty, but I feel like it would be a good thing for people to reframe that in a way to flourish and to really embrace life as an adventure. I don't know what's going to happen. Therefore, it's something exciting to be prepared for.
It's more fulfilling too when you reach it, right?
Yeah, it's almost like I have something to be prepared for, and I'm reframing risk and reframing uncertainty in a way that makes my life more exciting. And there, in that way, I value it way more.
I want to ask you guys. You guys, did you guys wanted to go to college, or was it because, like, you know, kind of because of the parents too? You know, because it's nothing bad.
I mean, my only answer is you're better with the degree than without it.
How about you? That's not what he fucking asked again.
It is. Well, my decision of why to go. You're better to agree with that.
Yeah, but, like, did you want it to go, or was it mostly, like...
He did answer, because he didn't answer. The reason why he wanted to go is because he was better off with the degree than not.
To be there? I don't mind it. I don't devote much time to it.
Mm-hmm. But if it wasn't there, would you
help me? What? I don't care if I wouldn't go, but it's also, I can't say it's not helped me. Mm-hmm. It's,
how about you?
It's created multiple opportunities. I mean, sure. A lot of guests that we've had here are due to the idea that we went to college. I met a lot of people that are awesome.
Yeah.
I wouldn't you can say always learn from there's advantages and there's disadvantages. Yeah. And the path I chose, I'd have no regrets towards.
Yeah, that's good. As long how about you, Seth?
Dude, I never really had the desire to go, but because of how light the workload is and everything like that, like, it's the same thing that Josh said. I spend maybe, except for actually being there, like, outside work, like an hour a week. That's it, an hour
really?
A week.
A week.
Sometimes even,
it's an
depending.
Exaggeration, but I get
you. For me, it wasn't. Yeah. For me, it wasn't. For you, you had, like, 5-hour tests. I never had anything. Like, I'm saying, like, at the workload outside of it, dude.
Yeah.
It was, like,
and what
an
do you
hour.
Do?
Like, fucking cheat.
What? No, like, a career.
I'm majoring in finance.
Finance.
But okay. The reason why it's so light is because I'm in,
Sit up, bro.
You're right. The reason why I'm so I'm in so late is because it's only my first year. I'm not even, like, learning anything special or whatever. But just the idea is, if it wasn't there, like, if I'm going to be completely honest, I don't want to be there. No.
Dude, oh my gosh. Let me tell you a story about when I was in community college, because, like, I remember this one day, and this would just literally just be...
I feel like you have crazy stories.
I'd be, like, boiling up inside for no... It's like, I don't know what happened back in the day. I didn't really know myself as much as I do. I was so emotional. And what I would do is, 7 a.m., I have a class. I'm sitting down there. And I just had this urge. As soon as I sat down, I was like, I just want to go home and work on a business. I want to work on something. Because I was working on things outside.
It's like you weren't happy there, right?
No, I wasn't happy. And the thing is, I was in the college room. I was listening to the professor. I was listening to the guys next to me. They're on their fucking phone. They're not doing anything. They're not even listening. I said to bro, I'm like, oh, like they don't even care. The people next to me who I've worked with in groups and stuff, it's like, they're just like half-assing it. They look like half-assed people. And I can, I mean, that's from the observation that I made of them. But I'd be literally in college thinking about what I'm going to do after the fact. I'd be so excited to leave. And I'd just be bowling up inside. It's like, oh, let me go home. Let me go home. Let me go home. And I'd even, when I'd even take math tests and stuff like that, I'd be the first one finishing the math class. And not saying like, oh, I'm so smart. But the fact is just like, why the fuck am I here? Like, what? And I just wanted to go home so bad, but I had to wait until the whole class was over. And it's just like, I feel trapped, you know what I mean, by a system.
Dude, I took PSAT test during senior year. I'm telling you, I was the first one to finish it just because I literally didn't even read the questions. I just That was the time when I was just like...
That's like, yeah, I already know.
The only thing I took seriously was the grammar just because... I was like, let me have fun with it.
Can I ask what you got on the math part? Or what you just
did,
like,
you even check what you got? Because I didn't. I think the overall score was 800 something. I don't know.
Pretty. Yeah, I had like a 1,000.
Mm-hmm. I was just like, let me just trust my gut. They said it's a good thing, so I just went.
Yeah, look.
Boom, boom, boom.
I'm going to expose myself.
When in doubt, always go with the D.
Dude, I'll expose myself. I was not. Okay. From 11th grade and then 12th, like just 2 years, 11th and 12th grade, right? I was not listening at all. I was cheating. I was copying from my friends. I had some like people that were actually trying, where they're like smart kids. So I was just copying from them. Teacher wouldn't find out. You know, I was getting easy grades, right? But also that's the time that I also decided not to go to college, because if I decided I would go to college, obviously I would, you know, do it myself too. And I would put more time to it. But it's like those kids that were putting time to... you know, learn those stuff and stuff, like learn this subject and, you know, get a high grade and stuff. I would get a higher grade than them, even though I wouldn't study. I'm not saying I'm like smarter than them or whatever. What I'm trying to say here is like the whole idea of this school just, you know, brainwashing kids and telling them that if you get a good grade, you're smarter than someone. I just wanted to make something clear that it's not, because it shows right here that I'm the example that I'm giving. I was not trying at all, but I was still getting higher score than them. And there are people that work and study more than me, but they wouldn't be getting it. So you can't really say like someone's smarter than you because they, you know, so they go to school. Dude, I went to 12th grade. I only went to school on time one time in a whole year.
Me and
one time
would be late
because 8 o'clock would be like, you know, when you had to be like inside the building. 7:45, you had to be inside the building. I only went there once, bro, the whole year. And then
were you late
my
with
GPA.
Them?
What?
Were you late with them?
We were both late, yeah. Yeah, dude. On purpose. We would like, the alarm would go off. We're like, yes. I would look at, Sadula woke up too.
We're going late today.
You know what I mean? And then
they didn't care, yeah.
No, I would arrive 20 minutes late with a Wawa coffee with a fucking bacon, egg, and cheese, and then be like, and sit down like a jackass and be like,
dude,
yeah,
one time
I didn't know.
One time I didn't know it was a half day, so I just went to school like at 11. That's when the school was like almost over already. I just went into class 5 minutes, bell rings, I just go back home. I'm like, I didn't know it was a half day, you know, I didn't even pay attention to what was going on.
But I'll be honest. Go ahead.
And then, like, the whole. GPA, right? I got 3.8, and
it's pretty good.
Wow.
Though.
Out of
exactly.
What? Out of what?
What? No, I think it's 4, right? 4 is the max. Yeah, GPA is 4.
In college, but for high school, it's like 4.4.
For high school, it was 4, like the highest.
Oh, okay. Really? 4.4?
I was like 4.2.
Well, our high school was different.
4.8.
So.
4.2.
No, for honors, yeah, if you go
4.8.
higher. For standard
the highest
stuff,
you
it
can.
Lower.
And I was
the
in
highest
IB
you could get
too,
4.8.
I was in the IB program.
Like all AP,
all if you
stuff.
Took all APs, 4.8.
Because it raises the bar when you take a higher class.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? I had an AP class, and I had that class, like that, I had AP chemistry. I had, so there was like 4 semesters, right? So like three semesters I had an A, and then the last one I got a B. Dude, I wasn't trying too. That's the thing. Like, I was just... that class I was copying from my friends. I'm not saying that's why I'm like I'm smart. That's why I got an A or whatever.
What
I'm
trying to say, bro,
is it's like it's really what.
You just copy the math homework and just start
it. No, math, I actually loved just math. I wouldn't flex. Copy. Like, I would have other people copying from me because I wouldn't.
Dude, I had subjects that yo, like, one thing actually, that would
piss me off, though, is when I would ask somebody, like, yo, can I get the one question, bro? Answer, they're like, oh, you can't copy, bro. It's like the school system. Like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. Just oh, it's not just the school. I low-key, I don't care at all. But I get why you get pissed.
You're a bitch. I fucking hate you. No, I actually fucking hate you.
I absolutely get it. What the fuck is
wrong? Would you let someone copy
the guy that wouldn't let a guy?
No, I don't care. I don't care at all. But I get why. You spending all that fucking time just for somebody to look who spent none of their time. Like, you're so right.
I overreacted. I'm sorry.
Imagine spending 2 hours editing a video, getting 10,000 likes. And then someone else literally screen recorded it, posted the same thing, and got 100,000.
It's like, it wasn't that deep, though.
Josh, it'll be different.
The concept you have to.
It'll be different if that person actually tried and they actually needed help, but they don't. They're just half-assed. Dude, they're waiting for you to be done. Like,
exactly. Right? That's why
it's like one of the bitches that, like, if you actually put so much time into studying, sure. But if you're like a motherfucker that doesn't do shit, you just care. You just don't want to let a motherfucker get the answer because you're like, oh, no, the teacher says we're not allowed to do that. I fucking hate you.
I told my friend, can you let me copy? He goes like, I'm not gonna let you copy. And I go like, why? He told me what you said. You know, you worked hard and whatever. Right? He didn't let me copy.
I don't understand.
But there were I did understand this. But then there were people that were telling me, yo, I'm not gonna copy because teacher said no copying. Then I would get pissed. I'm like, bro, are you? Come on. You know, the reason really matters.
Like, what are you fucking doing?
Yeah. You're listening to what teacher says. If the teacher says, jump off the bridge, are you going to fucking jump? You know, come on, help your friend out, bro. Yes. Help your friend out, bro.
Oh, shit. I think one of the PSAT tests for history, I didn't show up. And then I was being called, like, downstairs. They were telling me, like, oh, you got to take it or otherwise this and that. But then I never ended up taking it.
Like, you're beat. Yeah, you should be like, you're good, bro.
That type of stuff. But that was the time that I already had my mindset straight on not going to college.
I loved math, though, I'll be honest.
So it was just like, it was easier for me. But I knew the risks, but I also knew how much more passionate I was about doing things outside of college, mm-hmm. and how much I felt confident about doing things outside of college and stuff.
Yeah, it's like, when this is about risk, and what I'm doing, what especially us three are doing, like with even our just going straight business, it's like, the only people who are going to help us is us, right? That's the whole thing about this. It's like, we're not guaranteed shit unless we take actions, right?
Yeah.
Nothing is guaranteed at all, right? I'm not saying even for college. Yeah, like, it's not necessarily guaranteed, but it's more guaranteed than not. It's more guaranteed than not for, like, a college. But things like with what us three are doing and stuff, it's like no one's sitting there telling us what to do, how to do it. We had to figure it all out. Like, literally, I had to figure out all this shit.
Nobody's saving you, bro.
Yeah, no one's coming to save us at all. So I literally have to do something, or else, like, I'm going to be a loser. I'm going to be a failure. I'm going to be, you mean, something that I don't want to become. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I did think about when I didn't go to college, you know. I was a little bit, you know, scared to the point. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and be like, yo, I was all confident. I wasn't scared at all. But it was something that I already chose. Like, I already chose my path. It's like, I'm not going to college. You know, I want to do this because I'm passionate about some other stuff, and it's not college. So that's why. But I was also obviously weighing the risks of me not going to college, right? Because I'm like, you know, if I decide that I'm not going to go to college, I better put my ass, like, what's it called?
To work,
exactly. To achieve what I chose to do, you know? Because then it's like, you didn't choose college because you wanted something else, but then it looks like you don't want to do something else either. So what the fuck do you want to do?
Yeah.
So that's why you really have to show everyone, not show exactly necessarily, but especially your
also
parents.
Also just prove to yourself, right?
Prove to yourself and show it to your parents that, you know, there is something else that you want to do. Because you can't just say, like, yeah, I don't want to go to college. I want to do, for example, I don't want to go to college. I want to do business. And then you're not going to college, but you're also not doing anything with a business. You know, it's like, then you're just... Then you shouldn't just say, I don't want to go to college because I want to do business. Just say you don't want to go to college. That's even better than just lying to your parents, too. Yeah. You know, always be realistic. You know, it's better to say, I don't want to go to college, at least for a year. I want to figure this things out, rather than saying, you know, I want to do business, just to fake the answer. Because then that's bad, you know? You're lying to yourself. It's not even lying to your parents. You're lying to yourself.
Yeah. I think the last thing that I really want to mention with this whole entire thing is that I remember senior year of high school when the whole time, like in the back of my mind, I didn't want to go to college, but I got so distracted by going out with my friends, by texting a bunch of girls, by doing so many, like, having fun. I had that era, that the degenerate era, you know what I mean, of just drinking, smoking, having fun with my friends. And, yeah, it was fun. I don't regret it at all. I wouldn't do it now. But it, the thing is, I like, it put me in a trance of, yeah, I want to go to college, yeah. My dad's like, sign up, sign up. And I'm like, yeah, I'll sign up. Last minute, and then, dude, all of a sudden, I just fucking snapped. I was like, what the fuck am I doing here? Why am I signing up for college? I never wanted to go to college. And I got hit with, like, so much anxiety, so much depression, so much emptiness.
How about after you didn't go? Did it all just went away?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But the thing is, it's like...
But I think
it wasn't all just sunshine and rainbows. It wasn't just sunshine and rainbows after the fact.
No, obviously not.
It was,
but
like,
at least you weren't...
But I felt free reign. Like, wow, yeah. I can flourish here. I know I can... I mean,
And dude, I'll be honest. I feel like...
Do whatever, yeah.
Like most of the, not most of them, but like people that are going to college because it's like their parents forced them, I'll bet you if you took them out and like, you know, kind of tell them, yo, you know what, you have a choice, you can just get out of college and do what you want to do, right? For example, some people want to do business, not go to college, but they are going to college because their parents are kind of forcing them, right? It's like I feel like if they did get out of college and just actually pursue like business, doing business, right? I feel like they'll just be more free.
We're
like
just business, they'll just feel more else free. That's but that.
So I think people just should have courage to just, you know, say no to something.
I think the worst advice to someone is like, oh, if you don't know what you do, just go to college and maybe you'll find something that clicks with you. It's like
my advice is take a year off.
Just take a year off and just try to actually dive
figure out what do you want to do. Yeah, just figure out what do you want
to
do.
People will do that and be like, yeah, I'm gonna try to find myself and then get distracted, play video games.
Because I'll be honest, I don't think going to college will
have some fun, be a degen. It's like
I don't think you go to college and you actually find your purpose. I don't think you can, because I feel like you get caught up with people that you won't even, like you said, you
won't have, laid out for you
already. You won't have time, like you said, you know, you were thinking about, you didn't want to go to college, but the time came so fast when you were hanging out with those friends, right? Like,
or
like the negative
distracted
group, right? Or distracted, that you didn't even have time to think about what you actually wanted to do, and the time just came, like you had to go to college.
Yeah,
I feel like people go to college and then, you know, they start, you know, hanging out with their friends. It doesn't have to have to be drinking, but just hanging out with them, they're not gonna have time to actually think about what they want to do, you know, they're gonna get distracted. So the best way is just put yourself aside, and there's nothing wrong
just
with it.
Really, just get to know yourself. I know Patrick Bat David, if you guys know him, in his book, your first five moves or your best five moves. The first thing he says is to know yourself, know who you are, and that's the best advice for you to do if you are lost and want to take that risk.
You have a question. I want
to
ask you something.
This is the last thing, please. Actually, this is not a joke. We have to fucking go.
Yeah. When I
can do a couple more minutes.
Yeah,
we
can do one more.
You can do it outside. How about that? All right.
When we started this episode,
straight from the window.
When we were about to start this episode, and Sadhu was asking you that telling you that we were gonna do about like that it's a risk not going to college and stuff. You were like, it's not even a risk. Can you kind of like touch up on that?
Yeah, real quick.
Like, why you said that? Do really
like,
understand? Like,
is it really a risk for me to start my own business statistically? If you look at objectively the stats and whatever, probably no. Most likely, yes. No, the answer is black and white. It's yes. But the thing is, what I begin to notice is that I'm here for a reason. It's like what I do is, people don't see what I see. I have a vision in mind. I know who I am, and I trust myself that I can get these things done. So is it really a risk for me to wake up every day and take action and fail, and keep pushing past those? Is it really a risk? I don't know. You know what I mean? Could be if I fail, but I don't really see it as a risk. I look at it as a way for me to flourish and a way for me to grow and a way for me to kind of adapt to life situations and move forward.
I actually have three more questions to follow. Yeah.
So we already scuffed the quote of the day. We're just going to go right into the shout out.
What do you think about what I said? Absolutely. I love it. Especially the part where you were saying you flourish and grow. I resonate with all of it. And dude,
I love
the
part where you stop talking.
If that's what fits with you, then that's the part that you go with. All right. It's all you. So to wrap that up, I mean, well, first I'll read the shout out.
Thanks for having me on the pod, guys. Muscle emoji. See you next time. By Mikhail Petrosian, 236.
Poppy.
Yo, you were a great guest. Can't wait to have you on again.
Thank you,
also,
Mikhail.
All of our guests, we
thank
appreciate
you,
every single one of you. We can't wait to
have
bring
some
more
of
you
maybe
on and have new potential ones. So if you're watching this pod, you live near us, hit us up.
Oh yeah.
Outside of Philly. Gale. For those you should have probably said if you live near us, how the fuck are they gonna know where we live?
Oh yeah, we can give address.
You guys fucking know. We're gonna drop the address is our address is
Wait, wait, should I actually say it? Like right now? I'm down.
What the fuck?
Guys, just DM me, guys. I got you.
Three, two, one. Big, big, grow big. Grow big. Peace.